بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We were discussing the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is Al-Ali and Al-Kabir. Al-Ali, we mentioned the most high, Al-Kabir, the great. Greatness belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is great, greatness belongs to Allah. Everything that we find great in this world, everything is attributed to Allah jalla jalaluhu, all greatness belongs to Allah. And that person will give up his greatness, so to say. Every person has around him something that he is appointed to himself, stipulated for himself, some status, whether it be some degree or some business, or whatever status he has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those that don't pursue or don't vie or don't desire this type of status and names, whether it be an alim also, a sheikh also, doesn't desire it. If Allah, if only I can sit quietly in one corner and do my work, nobody knows me. They say in Urdu, gumnam. His name got lost. Nobody knows him also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for those people are the highest stages in Jannah. For those people. You find Fir'aun, Qarun, Haman, they wanted this greatness. Alisa li mulku hadhi an-nar tajri min tahti. Alisa li, he says that Fir'aun used to say, doesn't all this belong to me, the entire kingdom, and look at all these rivers that flow beneath me. So he wanted to show his status. All this happening under my control. All this belongs to me. Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun also. Qarun had all the treasures of the world. He wanted to be recognized. That I'm somebody great also. Innama utituhu ala ilmin indi. That my name has become known. My name has become known. People must know about me. So when he came to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the status. It wasn't that now they desired it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say, O afala akuna abdan shukura. O Aisha, let me stand in salah the entire night. Shouldn't I be a grateful servant to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? A servant, a slave, abdan shukura. And all those opposite, Haman, Qarun, Namrud, all of them wanted the status. They were desirable of it. Qarun wanted it also. So he would say, whatever I have is because of my hunar and my expertise and my intelligence. I worked and I set up this and I did this and I'll take care of it and I'll do this. This was Qaruniyat. Qarun had this mentality. Wanted the status around him. The people know who he is. So much wealth Allah Ta'ala had given him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like this. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sank him to the ground. And he will continue singing until the day of Qiyamah. All everything he had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed it. Because he wanted the status. Allah Ta'ala says that this is my favor to him, but he took it to be his own. Because of his own that greatness that he had in his head also, that I'm so intelligent, that to Allah Ta'ala gave him the intelligence. It wasn't his own. Hazrat says also that a person wakes up in the morning, night before he was perfectly fine, he wakes up in the morning, he got a twitch nerve, got a stiff neck. Allah Ta'ala once, he can just now, Hazrat says, just one screw in the brain, Allah Ta'ala can tighten it overnight. He wakes up in the morning, he forgot everything. Oh, he's not walking straight, not thinking straight. Allah Ta'ala can loosen it. And then he sees what's happening, he can't remember, lost memory, dementia. At one time he was so intelligent. So all this is in the qudrat of Allah. Allah is the greatest. Greatness belongs to Allah. Allah said, give up your greatness. And sometimes a person, be a businessman, be an alim also. And our kabir, subhanallah, they were so particular when they introduced themselves also as a Tamir rahmatullah alayh. Anybody would meet him, what's your name? Say, Ashraf Ali. He would never say Maulana. His entire life he never said Maulana so and so. Ustaz told us also, one of our senior Akabir, they would ask him, aren't you Maulana? He said, gee, I did the cause. He wouldn't say, yes, I am a alim. He said, I did the cause. The Tanwir rahmatullah alayhi, just once only he was put in a corner, we had to say he's a Maulana. But there was a dispute between the Sunnis and the Barelvis, so to say, in regards to something. So the Barelvis who on the other side told our brothers, so to say, the Sunnis, that only if you bring a Maulana from your side, then we listen to him. He said, no problem, we bring Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi. So they brought Hazrat Tanwi, And when they sat down to discuss whatever it was, so they said, we told you people that we're only prepared to talk and come to some compromise if you bring a Morana. So they turned to the Tabi, are you a Morana? I didn't know what to say. It all depended now on the one word. So he had to say, gee, I am a Morana. He said, right now we listen to you. That was the only time. So he also sometimes, you shake somebody's hand, by who are you? Like, you seem to say, now I'm so and so. Somehow some ishara, some indication that I know that certain field, I know the certain thing. I am in it. That's my job, that's my status, whatever it is. So after the entire story of Qarun, who said, I have all of this because of my status, because of my wealth, because of my intelligence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ, that house of the Akhirat, the abode of the Akhirat, نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah said that all high cities of Jannah, we made it for those people who have no intention of loftiness and exaltedness in this world. Those people that don't want it, we made Jannah for them. We'll give it to them. They don't want to be known in this world, they'll do the work quietly. And as Ibrahim Dullah Sahib says also, that when Allah Ta'ala will give the status, Allah will give it. But in his eyes, he'll feel absolutely humility, humbleness. And he won't even feel anything also. And he will say that this qabooliyat is called qabooliyat. The status of qabooliyat, Allah Ta'ala, he says, upar se aata hai. Qabooliyat, acceptance comes from above. Allah Ta'ala sends it from there. And shoharat, niche se aate hai. And when he comes to shoharat, or niche se aati hai, he comes from the makhluk and the creation. They give him position. But qabooliyat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love of that person Allah ta'ala puts in the people's hearts. So greatness belongs to Allah. Allah says, those that don't want the greatness, we will give it to them. And jannat is for them. There they can enjoy everything without any worry, without any concern. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep them safe. Al-Kabir, by his most perfect calculations, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great, by his most perfect calculations has stipulated different distances between the sun and the planets, as well as the orbits, so that they do not collide into one another, causing chaos and destruction in the universe. That is only Al-Kabir. Allah is keeping it through his Qudrat afloat in the entire atmosphere, hemisphere, troposphere, all Allah has created. Science now is all studying all these things, how much of pressure there, how much of gravity there, and what. Allah got everything calculated to perfection. So only the one that can do that really can be great. So if insan went to the moon, is nothing great. The one that made the moon is great. But insan says, now I made it to the moon, or so many rockets we fired into the atmosphere, so many satellites we have over there. Where is it floating? And the one that is great in his atmosphere. So greatness belongs to him. It doesn't belong. And he allowed it to happen also. Allah Ta'ala, he can send one shooting star and drop all of this down. So all this calculation, all the orbits of all these heavenly bodies, that is by the command and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no chaos, Allah Ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps everything together. Insan, we can find whether to what perfection he might do his work, whatever it may be. Yeah, we can see around us infrastructure, no matter how perfect they might do. They fix one pipe over there, 2 meters somewhere else, something else happened. Another explosion in Johannesburg, some gas leak. They say, we got things all checked, everything's under control. But everything's upside down right now. Everything's upside down, but they say, we got everything 100% under control, but you got no control. Everything is broken. But they say, we have it under control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just pulls away his permission of protection for a split second and see what happens. Even for us also, لَهُمْ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ. For every insan, Allah Ta'ala has protective malaika, angels that are protecting us. We can't even look after ourselves. We don't have the capacity to look after ourselves. We don't have it. Sometimes you're driving on the road at high speed, you think, Allah, so many cars, so high speed. How are they just moving such big things? Insan is so small, controlling such a big truck and so super link and different type of trucks and cars at high speed, and no accidents taking place. Is that because of our expertise? It's Allah Ta'ala's protection. Allah Ta'ala, just let's go for a split second and see what happens. What a big accident. This whole pile up of cars. Allah Ta'ala, just let it go. All your limbs also, the protection of Allah. We are little puppets, you know, the strings they attach to the hand, to the head, to the body. Allah Ta'ala just got it. We read your du'as, Allah Ta'ala keeps you the afiyat. Allah Ta'ala, let's go just one string, he broke his hand. doing the car?
ND2983.
It's a blue Audi. ND2983. Please remove your car. ND2983. Somebody wants to come out. So just to understand Allah Ta'ala's protection and Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah Ta'ala's protection also is so great. Allah Ta'ala just controls everything. Just let go of one string, the puppeteer, whatever you may call him now, and how that one, that hand or that leg or that puppet will just fall. Allah Ta'ala just lets go one thing. Insan can't look after it. Oh, it broke, or this happened, or that happened. So everything is a protection alone that is great. So insan has no greatness, he can't look after himself. Every planet and star, large and small, a distributed time following a fixed system rises and sets. This too is in the control of Allah. The rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, the planet, the stars, the moon. His entire system of dunya is all in the hands of Al-Kabir. Jalla Jalaluhu. If you understand, if you ponder over the sifat of Allah, how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah ta'ala is creating everything. Look at the season now, the days have gone so short. The nights have gone long. Then who will change it now? All of a sudden you'll find that Fajr time now just coming 5 minutes earlier. Why is it happening? We can't stop it. Put a stop to it. All the musallis, mashallah. We contributed so much. We have so many musallis in the masjid. Just hold the time now. We don't want the time to change from 6:25. Leave it 6:25. The latest Fajr namaz. We don't want it to change. It has to change. Allah Ta'ala just changes. The rising of the sun. That namaz time has to change. The Maghrib Salah time has to change. You can't stop it no matter how big you are. But what a big Imam Sahib may be also, how big his qirat may be also, but he has to go with the time. With the sunrise and the sunset. The businessman can't say that this time of the day the business is roaring, so just hold on to the Maghrib namaz now. Don't change it. Or just make it later. No, you will have to move with the time. You're not great, Allah is the great one. He's moving the times, he's moving the seasons. How long the day, how short the day, Allah is doing it, the sitting, the rising, and everything else. Allah Ta'ala is doing it with perfection. And how everything is now systemized around the entire creation and system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, the housewife now, even the rising of that cake and all that, she can't even do it. Peeping through that oven now, whether it's going to rise properly or not. No matter how many times she's making it, but she can't give you a guarantee it's going to rise this time properly. Little bit extra here, or little bit when there. It was a flop. We never heard there was a flop in Allah's system. Never heard. Supposed to make it now, take it out. Somebody's house is supposed to take it. Next day you find, mashallah, some baking in the house. What happened? No, the sunniyah flopped, so we kept it for the house. We're making another one. But that now, bishara, the husband will eat it now. That too, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr, we got it. But Allah Ta'ala, we never heard there's a flop in Allah Ta'ala system. That now the sun flopped, didn't rise this morning. Didn't happen, subhanallah. Never happened. But it's happening every day in dunya. No matter how an expert chef, baker, no matter what it was, he got burnt. How many mornings you making toast? How he got burnt this morning? Don't know what happened. Don't know what happened. The toast burned or the tea overboiled. But every day, how many years you making it? It should be such a perfect cook. It's your kitchen, it's your stove, nobody else can use it. But look at insan. Where can he claim to be big? That I'm so great. Insan also. How many years now he's doing business? What security systems he's got? But then to somehow he didn't see that guy taking out things. After a couple of months or years he realized, hey, this guy took us for so much. How? But he's such a good, astute businessman, got all the checks in place. But then too he got away. Sure got away with it. How it happened? Allah shows you're not great. You can't be seeing everything all the time and knowing everything all the time. Allah Ta'ala knows. That is to show you that how incompetent you are compared to Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. Insignificant. You are nothing. You can be running a multi-million rand business, etc. But then too, you can't have it to perfection. That's why in the marketplace when we go, we read so-called the fourth kalima more or less. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika. We explained this many times before. Why we read this kalima now in our workplaces? It's to remind us, La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship. Why? Greatness belongs to Him. Greatness belongs to Him. You're not worthy of worship. You don't hire and fire. Wahdahu Allah is all alone. La sharika la, He has no partner. You can't run your empire on your own. Nobody can say, I don't need staff. You got to have staff to help Him in the empire. He's got to have them. Allah says, I don't need any staff. I can run it myself. Whoever I'm deputing is actually my favor upon them. It's my ihsan upon them. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. Kingdom belongs to Allah. No matter how big you may have, but whatever you may have, institution, madrasa, masjid, business, Allah says, lahul mulku. Kingdom belongs to, that too belongs to Allah. And how he's running it, lahul hamdu, praise belongs only to Allah, doesn't belong to you. Above your hand in your business is the hand and the qudrat of Allah. So you're not controlling it. Allah is allowing you, is putting those thoughts in your mind. Allah is giving you those mind and those designs and everything that come into your mind. Whether it be the alim reading tajweed Quran also, with the permission of Allah. Allah Ta'ala enabled him, Allah Ta'ala gave him the tongue, Allah Ta'ala put him in the correct avenue. So kingdom belongs to Allah, the kingdom of your body, of your tongue, of your faculties belongs to Allah. And praise belongs to Allah, how He is controlling it also. You can't take all the praise. What a businessman, how He is doing it. That intelligence Allah Ta'ala gave you. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. This kalima we read now in the marketplace. 1 million sabab, when you read it one time, 1 million. Allah Ta'ala says, يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has such greatness over dunya, Allah Ta'ala gives life, Allah Ta'ala gives death. O insan, you don't hire and fire. Make istikhara, make dua. Don't think you can just bully your people around and threaten them, threaten their rozi. That their rozi is in your hands. That is why ulama say Allah's lakh, 100,000, million shukr to Allah. Allah did not hand over the door sustenance to the creation. Allah kept it by Him. I will distribute. Allah faddala ba'dakum ala ba'din fi rizq. Allah Ta'ala gives some people more and some people less. All come to the same level. You won't have staff to work, you won't have laborers also. So Allah Ta'ala, that too is happy what he's earning. He's still happy, he's walking out of the shop, he's smiling away. So Allah Ta'ala has kept different levels of sustenance also and people and affluence. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. Allah Ta'ala says, goodness, all goodness is only in my control. Goodness only is in my control. You can't say that you're always making a profit. Sometimes you take the knock also, no matter how sharp the businessman may be. The doctor also, how clever he may be, what an expert he may be. Sometimes the diagnosis is not right. He's saying now there's some neck pain, but in reality now it is a blocked valve somewhere else. Where the pain is and where the blockage is. What he thought it was a heartburn. It was an ulcer, but in reality now he had to go for a triple bypass. Something to do with the heart. Where and where is connected? So all goodness belongs only to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. Allah Ta'ala makes no mistakes whatsoever. As they say, Allah Ta'ala gives, Allah Ta'ala takes, Allah makes no mistakes. Unlike insan. He gave, but he gave it the wrong avenue. Or he took from the wrong person. And he made a mistake. Allah says, no mistakes. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, He has complete control over every single thing in the entire world. You don't have control. You don't have control over your own belly also, over your own mind also, over your own head. You get headache, you can't control it. Your own stomach now, person now is running to the, is a running stomach, you got no control over it. Allah has complete control over everything. Complete. That's why greatness belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This if it comes in our hearts, and our masturat and our ladies also, then there's no time to advertise ourselves on the internet. As I said, Allah Rumi says, Mujku dek, look at me, I got this and I can do this and this, what my cooking and my baking and my family and my holiday, my. I want to set up my status, how great I am. If you look at Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, you realize, Ya Allah, what greatness do I have? I can't even control this big bit. Because of these things in place, I can do the little things in my life. When any star sets, depriving the earth of the benefits of its effulgence, its light, neither can the star nor any other creation reverse it for even a split second. Allah Ta'ala takes it away, you'll never get the brightness of the star. No prevent it from setting. It is solely the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He at any moment has full control in effecting changes. We can see in our country how helpless we are when it comes to even the lights also. What we can do? You're paying for it, full price, but we can't even demand it too. Water is the same. We're paying for everything, but they say leak, shutting the water down. Some can't do anything. No matter what a big businessman he may be, no matter how big wazifas and ta'wiz he's giving also. The Hazrat says there was one Bapu, one Alim, one Amil, they're giving big ta'wiz to everybody. He says it's got jinnats flying all over the world. But he came to Hazrat. Hazrat, I heard you're a big Alim, mashallah. I need to go to UK. So I just need a letter from an institution to get my visa. So he says, you got a big jinnah? Tell you to be gone. Tell you to get the visa for you. You're asking me, I'm no jinnah. He said, "Where's your jinn laugh?" I said, "No, you can't do that one." He said, "You're charging people so much of money, and you're doing big things, but you can't get a simple letter to go to UK." It is surely the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He at any moment has full control in effecting changes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained this reality in many verses. Also when you come to the jinnat world, that too, because we don't know what it is, so we feel that's something big also. Something beyond us. Not realizing even the jinnat are afraid of insan also. Because insan has the power of Qur'an Sharif. Has the power of Qur'an, and those that are the shayateen and the rebellious ones, they can't take the nur of Qur'an. It's too heavy for them. You take a bright, what do you say, a floodlight in their eyes. Because the nur of Qur'an and they're full of darkness. So Qur'an Sharif they can't take. Insan has Qur'an with him. But we have this notion that jinnat knows what we are thinking. That's why we get afraid. He can't read your mind. The jinnat can't read your mind. So you got to show you are brave and you're not afraid. They know their tricks, whatever it is. But we have Qur'an. Nothing is greater, more powerful than the name of Allah. Nothing is more powerful than the Qur'an of Allah. No, nothing whatsoever. If anything has to happen, it happens by the will of Allah. Allah Ta'ala willed it to happen through His command, so it happened. Otherwise, even the jinn, shayateen are all under the supreme control, complete control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not on their own free. Under the control of Allah also. There was Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Sahib rahmatullah alayh was passing through a village. So he needed to spend the night. So there was an old dilapidated house, famous that there was jinnat staying there. There's a big jinn in there. So I'll sleep the night there. Middle of the night, something wakes him up and he sees hovering over him one giant jinn looking down at him. So he began to read Ayat al-Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. That jinn too was a alim too. Started reading with him also. Reading your Qulz, jinn also reading Qulz with you. Supposed to chase him away, you ran away. You got scared. Started reading with him also. Until he came to the part of Ayat al-Kursi wa la ya'uduhu hifzuhuma. The protecting the skies and the earth does not tire Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When he came to that, the jinn burned to ashes. It was too heavy for him. The protecting the skies and the earth does not tire Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So you're also part of the skies and the earth. You belong, Allah doesn't tire Allah. Allah can destroy you. Immediately he burned down to ashes. So that challenge will come all sometime. Something will make you fearful. But we have Quran, we have the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us a yaqeen and to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Umar Sahib would say, when Umar Palamburi would say, rahmatullahi alayhi, today with all the media around us, they made us to believe that they are so powerful. We have these types of bombs, atom bomb, and this bomb. We say, by the qasam of Allah, the atom bomb can't harm you whatsoever. Without the command of Allah. Nothing can harm you. Then carry on saying, we can do this and we can do that and we have this. How many times it backfired? How many times it failed? How many times it fired that gun jammed also? So sophisticated. Missed the target. All by the qudrat of Allah. He said, we have no fear. We have no fear whatsoever of anything in the world besides Allah. That is why ulama say the usul, a principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who does not fear Allah, Allah will put in his heart the fear of everything besides Allah. He fears everything else. Everything living in fear, anxiety. But when you have the fear of Allah, that Ya Allah, you're the only one to fear. حَقُّ وَنْ تَخْشَى. Only fear Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will remove the fear of everything out of his heart. Don't fear nothing whatsoever. Allah will remove it. Allah will give him that guts and the bravery in his heart because he only has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us hearts like that inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We were discussing anger, the remedy for anger, how to recognize anger. For the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, disciplined him and told him that be careful, do not beat up your slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more power over you than you have over the slave, and Allah can deal with you as He wishes. Thereafter, Hazrat explains. The people often say, what need do we have for a muslih, for a reformer, somebody that will reform myself, I can control myself, I have everything under control, why do I need a muslih, a reformer, a sheikh, a mentor, somebody to check on me, or somebody I can make mashwara with. Why do I need one? So we not realize that Abu Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala is a Sahabi, in spite of being a Sahabi, not need a muslih, was a Sahabi. And here now, so to say, he slipped up and he's beating up his slave. Although he was a Sahabi, sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but then too at that time, he needed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to reform his action, what he was doing. He didn't realize that time. Now how many of us don't realize most of the time, I'm not doing the right thing. And I say, no, fine, everything is good, I don't need anybody to rectify me. But we know at home how much complaints upon complain. Then we can realize that really I'm not right. But then to what we say, something wrong with her. Something is wrong with her. Everything is okay with me. That already is a red light. When a person says, I'm okay, everything is alright with me, that already is a problem. Like shaitan says, I'm better than him, everything is okay with me. I don't have a problem. Did he need to be corrected or not? When even Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's the most superior human being that lived, needed to be corrected. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, how can we have the audacity to say that we are not in need of reformation, that we can do without a reformer and guide? This, what do you say, hirs and greed and need to come within us, that I need to put my life right. A few days ago we sent out a post also, where our Kabir say, like how we have this craving for food, is how we should crave now for ibadat. How I crave for food. And people are so particular, snack time, this time, could I have a snack in between, something healthy, etc. So with the snack, do ten durood sharif, we're snacking, we're eating, so how we've got the crave for these things over here, we will have the crave for the dhikr of Allah. The crave to be close to Allah. The crave in the heart should come near Allah. How much can I invest of my time, my mind, my heart, for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? This crave should come into my heart. That I need to put my life right, and it won't happen on its own. I have an illness, sickness, even a flu also. But then also when I go to the doctor, take a jab, take an injection, take some medication, nobody says, no, I'll come right, I'll sort it out. Nobody will believe you. We have to take you to the doctor. So in the same way, when it comes to my spiritual heart, I need a reformer for this. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, became displeased with one of his relatives, whose needs were seen to by him. His name was Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So on this occasion, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu took an oath. Mistah was amongst those Sahaba radiallahu anhum that erred, made a mistake, slipped up, and he came to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he started this rumor, na'uz billah, that has Aisha radiallahu anha had engaged in an immodest act. He started this rumor, and we can imagine somebody has to start talking this about your daughter, and it goes around. No man will tolerate it. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, this was his relative and he was taking care of his needs, and this relative started this rumor. So on this occasion he took an oath saying, upon the oath of Allah, I will no longer display any favors towards him. Cut off all whatever I'm doing for him, no more. I'm not going to take care of him. And obviously he's upset about it, that you slandered my daughter. And for that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam even told her, oh Aisha, pack your things and go home for now. Nabi of Allah is sending her back home. My daughter comes back home, Allah save us, how we feel. This is the Nabi of Allah sending now Aisha back home. She packs up and she goes back to her father's house. Waiting what's going to happen. Finally, wahi comes down, Surah An-Nur, declaring her chastity and innocence. So this happened. So the Sahabi regarding whom this was said happened to be a Badri Sahabi, Mistah. One who participated in the battle of Badr. The participants of Badr, by virtue of being Badris, were accepted in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No one can equal to a Badri Sahabi. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interceded on his behalf. Allah interceded. Wahi came down by revealing the following ayah, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah revealed. Abu Bakr, you say that you not take care of him anymore. Right? Person made amends, the Sahabi. Allah ta'ala forgave him. So Allah ta'ala asked, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ, that don't you love also that Allah ta'ala forgive you? But he didn't do anything. That person made a false allegation. Abu Bakr said, I won't maintain him anymore. Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat, so to say, against Abu Bakr, that you cut off his stipend, don't you also love Allah forgive you, continue with it, take care of him. The Mufassirin are unanimous that this ayah was revealed with reference to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which means, oh Siddiq, do you not find it better to forgive that a Badri Sahabi in lieu of which I will forgive you on the day of Qiyamah? You forgive him and I will forgive you, although whatever he did. But forgive him and I will forgive you. Upon hearing this ayah, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately broke his oath, compensated for it, and took another oath, Wallahi inni uhibbu an yaghfir Allahu li. So by the qasam of Allah, I find it more beloved that Allah forgives me, that I forgive the shortcoming of my relative, and he forgive him. No grudges. Allah Ta'ala, I forgive him, you forgive me. And you continue taking care of him. From now on, I will increase my favors upon him in comparison to the past. I will spend more upon him now. For us, we will say, keep muhabbat from far. Don't get involved anymore. That haga, that connection now, we don't get bitten again, hurt again. Yeah, wa'i came down, take care of him. This is what is meant by وَلَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah's special servants are those who forgive the faults of people. When they get angry and they realize it, then they forgive the faults of people immediately. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The after Allah Ta'ala says, Allah loves those who do good. He forgave him, Allah says, I love you because you did good. Allah says, I love you because you have done good. After forgiving them, some favor is also done to them. The one that hurt you, to forgive him, then do him a favor also. That is the teaching of Quran Sharif, to forgive, to forget, and to do a favor. To further substantiate the theme of this ayah, Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi quotes the incident regarding the grandson of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose name was Ali bin Hussein radiallahu anhu. He had a slave girl who, whilst assisting him in the performance of wudu, happened to drop the water container, causing him to be wounded thereby. He got hurt. He looked at the maid servant with venomous eyes. You know, sometimes the domestic at home, expensive dinner set, fell from my hands. What a sound. How the missus will get upset after that. We might say, never mind, buy you another one. It's not that. She must be careful. How they get upset. Here now, the master got hurt. She being a hafiza, the slave girl was a hafiza of Quran. One who knew the entire Quran by heart, immediately recited the verse of the Quran Sharif. And she told Ali bin Hussein, wal-kazimin al-ghayz. The special servants of Allah are those who swallow their anger. She quoted the ayat same time. She quoted the ayat. The special servants of Allah are those who swallow their anger. Upon hearing the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in response, I have swallowed my anger. Qazamtu ghizi. I swallowed my anger. Disappeared completely. He, upon hearing the command of Allah, immediately submitted to it. The thought did not occur to him, I am being addressed by a mere slave girl. She's giving me ayats over here. No such thing. Took it immediately. Immaterial of who utters it. It is a command, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore afford it its due regard. Thereafter she continued with the next segment of the ayat. She didn't stop there. And then she said, وَلَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. That they swallow their anger and they forgive the people. He responded by saying, قَدْ عَفَوْتُ عَنْكِ. I've forgiven you. Meaning now we won't even remember it, we won't even recollect it, we won't even mention it again. قَدْ عَفَوْتَ عَنْكِ. I have forgiven you. She then went further to complete the ayat. Because she was pakka hafiza, she knew her door. So she then went further to complete the ayat by reciting, Allah يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who are muhsineen, who do favors unto others. They forgive and they do favors also. So in response to this part of the ayat, he says, go for Allah's sake, I've set you free. Give her freedom. She broke one container, and on that, mashallah, she got her freedom. See the tartib of sharia. So these are the incidents Hazrat is explaining after drawing your attention, that even Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, how he needed someone to rectify him, to correct him. All the time till mouth we need to rectify ourselves. And how Hazrat Ali bin Hussein, how he swallowed his anger. So these things we should keep in mind, especially when we get angry, that hold on now. Let me control my anger right now. I may not be able to do any kindness to this person, but by me swallowing my anger, Allah will do kindness to me. Allah will forgive me. Allah tuhibbun. That you forgive, Allah will forgive you also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be kind to you. Possibly you can't do any kindness right now, but Allah Ta'ala, I was seeing your kindness, Allah Ta'ala will be kind to you also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Some brothers want to take bi'at, I think. Somebody mentioned to me during the week. Is anybody here? Not here. Anybody else? The Haji Aki wants to come, mashallah. Come. Mashallah. Read the khutbah, then you repeat the words after me, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina min sayyiati amalina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم repeat after me. Oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from all sins, especially from the sin of the love of dunya, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times salah or jama'ah in the masjid, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes fard, discharge my zakat. If hajj becomes fard, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila of the chistiyya, of the qadiriyya, of the naqshbandiyya, of the Suhar Wardiya. O Allah, through the barakat and blessings of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant me mort on kalima shahadat, wad'afiyat, izzat, and rahat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter with all the righteous and the pious. Amen. I accept it, inshallah. Let's send me the message and send me the ma'amulat, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين أو كريم رحيم الله forgive us for our sins يا الله يا الله grant us strong إيمان يقين توكل upon you يا الله open our hearts for your محبت and your love يا الله give us intense love for you يا الله اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك يا الله give us such fear of yours in our hearts يا الله that prevents us from all types of sins, O my Allah. Such love and muhabbat for you, O my Allah, that pulls us towards your obedience, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from your ma'asiyat, from your nafarmani, from your disobedience, from breaking your commands, O my Allah. Make it difficult for us, O my Allah, to break your commands, O my Allah. Make it easy for us to obey every command of yours. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the knowledge of every sunnah, Ya Allah. Amal upon every sunnah, Ya Allah, to act upon every sunnah, to love every sunnah, except our lives with the khidmat of sunnah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept all of us to the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Save us from haram, O my Allah. Save us from makruhat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us, Ya Allah, in a condition always that you are happy and pleased with us, O my Allah. O my Allah, make us a true mercy to mankind, O my Allah. Because of hidayat, towards the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever spiritual maladies we had, Ya Allah, physical, Ya Allah, emotional, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, whatever illnesses we have, Ya Allah, give us complete shifa, Ya Ajil, Kamil, Mustabil, entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever illnesses we have of the heart, O my Allah, be it pride, be it anger, be it jealousy, Ya Allah, be it envy, whatever haram inclinations we have, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, you are Muqallib al-Qulub, Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, Ya Allah, the heart is in your control. Ya Allah, you turn it as you wish to, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, remove all this filth from our hearts, O my Allah. Purify our hearts like the hearts of Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. Ya Allah, what hands you had given them, Ya Allah, what love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love to spend the health, the wealth, the time, the families in the path of Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us the understanding of Sharia and Deen, oh my Allah. Save us a misunderstanding, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Keep us with Iman, keep us with Taqwa. Wherever we go, Ya Allah, keep us upon Iman and Taqwa, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with Iman. Take us in a condition you are happy with us, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Ummah, Ya my Allah. Protect the Ummah, the Iman of the Ummah, Ya Allah. Have Raham upon the Ummah, mercy, hidayah for the Ummah, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Wherever the Ummah is in difficulty, Kareem Rahim Allah, whatever difficulties they are going through, Ya Allah, be it in Burma, Ya Allah, be it in Palestine, Ya Allah, be it in Kashmir, in India, whichever part of the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, protect the Ummah, Ya Allah, protect the Ummah, Ya Allah, protect the Iman of the Ummah, the Aqaid and beliefs, the Amal, our Masajid, our Makatib, our Darul Ulooms, Ya Allah, protect our mothers and our sisters, the honor and izzat, Ya Allah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, make our country a Muslim country, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us because of Hidayah, Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayah, every country of the world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for how much you have given us in this country, O my Allah. Save us from, Ya Allah, complaining, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have enough to make shukr to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, every day you feed us the best of foods, O my Allah, despite there being no electricity and no water. Then, O my Allah, every day you've given us food on our tables, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we thank you for this great ni'mat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, only you can repair, only you can fix, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let us take our yaqeen off the government, O my Allah, everything is in your control. If we will use the roads to go to the masjid, O my Allah, we'll use the water, Ya Allah, for wuzu with the pertaining du'as to it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we'll use all these ni'mas in the correctly different, Ya Allah, you will preserve it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have destroyed them, Ya Allah. We haven't used our electricity for Fajr time and tahajjud, O my Allah. We are sleeping through salah. Ya Allah, we haven't used the roads, Ya Allah, to go to the masjid and to strive with your path, Ya Allah. We're using it only for entertainment, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the grounds are around us, O my Allah. We're using only to break your commands, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Rahim, O my Allah, the bay pardagi, Ya Allah, no parda in our homes, Ya Allah, you put out the lights, O my Allah. We can imagine the nur of taqwa has left our homes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to bring all these commands into our lives, O my Allah. Definitely, Ya Allah, you will take care of all our basic needs, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. O my Allah, let this be a lesson for every one of us, O my Allah, that more than the light, Ya Allah, in our homes, Ya Allah, give us light in our qabars, O my Allah, where it'll be completely dark, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us nur in our qabar, O my Allah, that we can see what is happening around us. Oh, we'll be beaten from dark corners, we won't even know what is happening, O my Allah. How we fear the darkness, how many women fear the darkness and children, O my Allah. Give us nur in our qabar and all the marhumeen. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, be it be water, no water. O my Allah, in the day of Qiyamah, O my Allah, you provide water for us, O my Allah, from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, all genders of those without reckoning. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.